Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome. My favorite part of every single day, my favorite hour of every single day, and it's been a great day. Happy Easter weekend to all of you. Today, of course, being Good Friday. Sunday being Easter Sunday. Special weekend. Lots of people have lots of plans. I know I do. I hope you do, too. So let's all plan on having a safe and enjoyable Easter weekend together, okay? Welcome to these Armed American Radio studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I should start off with an apology from yesterday. Man, I went back and listened to yesterday's broadcast at different spots for a couple of different reasons. I got to get off of that Starbucks cold brew coffee. Man, I was all over the place yesterday. So I was moving quickly, all right? I'll just leave it at that. So I'm going to intentionally slow the pace down a little bit today, but I can't help the fact that the hour flies by, that this is no doubt the fastest hour in radio because it's the coolest topic being talked about right now anywhere in the country. I can promise you that. While the rest of everybody else talks about the same garbage that you read about all day long, we're talking about something completely different, and you're really going to enjoy this day. Because today we're going to stay focused more on some training issues, some tactical issues, some cool things. Things that maybe you've never thought about or should have, or maybe you've thought about and thought, man, you know, I'd like to do that, but I'm kind of intimidated by it. You'll know what I'm talking about in just a moment. Or, man, I can't afford that, but you really can. So let me start off right now by going right to the hotline, the Herald Tribune. We'll call it the Gunwriter Hotline once a week because my contributor, new weekly contributor, Lee the Gunwriter Williams, from the Sarasota Herald Tribune. I can say that nostalgic because that's how I remember it. Lee Williams, welcome to the program from the Tribune offices. How are you, my friend?
From the Gunwriter Studios, brother, and we are happy to be here.
The Gunwriter Studios. I love it. Happy to have you here. Now, we have a very special guest. I teased this yesterday, and I promise I didn't take any of your thunder. I told everybody I was going to leave this up to you. Make the introduction, if you will, because I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I'm honored to be joined by Bob Keller. He is founder and CEO of Gamut Resolutions. Bob began his Army career in the Rangers, later went SF and got the green hat and the long tab. But for the past 10 years, he's been a member of the Army Special Operations.
The real deal.
The real deal, brother. I spent a day at the range with him earlier this week. I learned more in that day than I did in 40 years of shooting.
Let me take a guess. You learned what you didn't know.
Exactly. I thought I was good. It was humbling.
You're not. Not when you're in the company of guys that really know how to shoot and train like that. Hey, Bob, welcome to the program. Also down there in the Gunwriter Studios. Pleasure to have you here, my friend. Welcome to the show for the first time.
Yes, thank you very much.
Let's start with this. First off, what is Gamut Resolutions? Bob, take it away. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Gamut Resolutions has been around for just a little bit over a year now. Right now it is primarily just a shooting instruction and tactical training company.
The Resolutions. Why Resolutions in the name? I'm interested to know that.
That's the decision to do or not do something.
Lee?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't that what self-defense is all about?
It comes down to that moment in time, absolutely. That decision that you make.
Bob, did that have anything to do with the name?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what it's supposed to mean. You have to know or be willing to make that decision when the time counts.
You know, I guess I'm going to start off like this. First off, listener, you're in for a real treat today. The conversation is going to get intense, and we're talking about training to save your life. And that can mean, as you know, this is Armed American Radio. You're not a rookie, but that can mean firing your weapon in defense of your life and everything that goes along with it. Bob, I really didn't even think about that in the name until, I mean, I've been looking at it, but it didn't really hit me until I just heard you say it.
Clever.
What's that?
I said, so you're saying it's clever.
It is clever. It didn't hit me until I had you on the radio. I love that. I want to focus on that for a minute because resolution. Well, let's jump right in. A gunfight is the ultimate resolution of a conflict or a potential conflict that can cost you, and I'm talking about you in the context of a lawful, legal shoot, but can cost you your life. It is the ultimate resolution. It's the ultimate decision, isn't it?
It definitely is, brother.
Can we teach somebody how or when to make that decision?
You can always better prepare them to make that decision, but ultimately it's going to come down to the individual.
Yeah, there are too many hypotheticals, Lee.
There are.
Just jump. We can come up with a million different examples, and I know I'll get emails, and I want the emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I know I'll get emails. Well, what if I'm doing this? I got a couple of them yesterday. What if I'm doing this and doing that? What if I do this and they do that, and they show a gun, but it isn't pointed at me? Do I have the, you know, we get that type of stuff all the time, and maybe we can go through a couple of those hypotheticals or at least common ones. Lee, you worked with Bob yesterday?
We went out Tuesday.
Tuesday. How intense was it?
It is not what you expected. Given his background, you know, you would think it's going to be all this crazy tactical stuff. It's the most intensive shooting instruction and personal one-on-one coaching I've ever been through. As a coach, Bob doesn't miss anything. I was expecting, you know, little birds landing and swinging steels, and instead he comes out with paper targets with 3-inch bulls on them. It is precision tactical shooting taken to the highest level with handgun and with carbine.
I was just going to ask, were you studying pistol and rifle also?
Oh, yeah. It is, and I even shot an AR. I left my AK, one of his Daniel Defense. I left my AK in the truck. The 3-inch bulls, the precision, and I'm going to let him explain the drill that we did, this ready-up drill, which is about 90% of what he does when he prepares for war.
Bob, let's talk. Let's go there. Let's go for, first off, is there a basic course? I want listeners to understand. I'll just use my own personal experience. I've had a lot of training from some of the best civilian firearm trainers in the country, guys like Rob Pincus. I've worked with Shoot Right, Tiger McKee over in Alabama. I've worked with former SWAT instructors in Clearwater, Florida, down in Florida, and others, and many others. I've worked with Navy SEAL Larry Yatch, and taking a couple days of his training, also pistol and carbine. Where do I stand, having taken that kind of training, in someone who would come see you? Am I a little bit higher up the scale as far as advanced than somebody normal, or am I not? Have I not had enough to come see you? I want listeners to know
this. Yeah, so no, I'm glad you brought that up, because I am all about doing instruction for the absolute beginner. So, yeah, depending on or whatever training you have been to in the past or if you've had none, my basic course definitely covers all of that. You do not need to have any experience to come to any of my courses, and I prefer that.
You know, I'm glad you said that. Here's why. Let me go to the personal experience end of this. For a long time, you know, I used to, like everybody else listening to the show, I eat this stuff up. I mean, I live it, I breathe it, it's in my blood. It really, truly is. The passion that comes out, this is the real deal 8 years into this program. Nothing about it is phony. But for years, and I'm not afraid to admit this on my microphone, but for many years I watched it on TV, and I was afraid to play it in real life. Because yeah. I thought, man, you know, I don't have all those knee pads. I don't wear those tactical pants.
Yep.
It's going to cost me $1,200 to outfit myself to go to this guy, and then I'm going to look like a fool when I get there. I want listeners to know from you that's not the way it has to be. Don't be intimidated to take this.
That is not me at all. Like I said, I actually prefer to get someone that has never even picked up a gun, because that way I can start you from scratch and teach you the correct way. So every time you shoot after coming to one of my classes, you're hopefully doing everything the right way.
All right. Yeah, it's interesting because I did some training on more than one occasion with Navy SEAL Larry Yatch and SEALed Mindset over the years. Larry's a great guy, a Navy SEAL. You know, he's at the tip of the spear, man. These guys know what they're doing also. And it was interesting to me because I learned, I guess the analogy would be, so I guess I'll ask you this way. Isn't it easier to teach somebody to swing a golf club who hasn't already developed bad swing habits?
Yes, absolutely.
Does it frustrate you when somebody comes in and says, and you've got to get them to relearn something, or can you work around what they already have locked into their muscle memory?
I would definitely not use the word frustrated. I will try to get them out of that habit, you know, and not necessarily do it my way, but do it the correct way.
Okay, we're getting ready to take a break here. I've just been given that 30-second cue about 10, 15 seconds ago. So when we come back, now that we've gotten that out of the way, I think it's important. Listen, I want you to understand that there's training out there that you can take from the best of the best that you don't have to be intimidated by or feel like you're not tactical Bob enough to go to. We're talking about the very beginner. And I want you to look this stuff up. We're going to give you the information about where to go to get this type of training. And I get this question a lot, so I'm glad I'm able to address this today. When we'll come back, we'll learn a little bit about what happens. We'll go to the first class, the pistol class, and we'll find out exactly what they teach right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The one-day must-haves to pistol shooting. Here's a website I want you to check out where you can see all of this very cool stuff. And it is very cool stuff. If you own a firearm, this is the stuff you got to go see. Gamut, G-A-M-U-T, resolutions.com. GamutResolutions.com. I'm going to go through the course list with the owner of Gamut Resolutions, and who's on the air with us, Bob Keller. And I'm going to start with the basic pistol stuff here, because this is where I want you to understand. If you watch this stuff on TV, you hear all the cool music, you see all the shooting, you see the people rolling around underneath the cars, you see all the guys in camo, and you think, oh, man, forget that. I was one of those guys until I found the right trainer, and I realized, hey, that's a bunch of cool marketing hype. Find the right trainer, you find the right training, you become more proficient with your firearm, you become more confident, you carry it more frequently. You have the ability, I used to say, if a criminal attacked me on any given day prior to the incident that happened to me back in 2002, they had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim. Today, it's a 100% shot because I carry my gun everywhere I go, and due in large part to the fact that I'm very comfortable doing that because I've had experience like that. Lee, the gun writer, Williams in Sarasota, welcome back, my friend.
Good to be here, brother.
All right, Bob, let's go back to you. Let's start with this, the one-day must-haves to pistol shooting. This pistol course is designed to do what?
Well, you kind of hit on it. You said the confidence, which I base a lot of my training on that, and I think that is one of the most important things a shooter should have. So, and that starts with being smart. That leads into being safe, and ultimately will give you the confidence to carry your rifle or pistol. And that is what it takes starting out. You can't go to the range, be scared of your pistol, get online and think you're going to be an accurate shooter. You have to be confident holding your firearms.
Okay, that begs this question. Lee, let me ask you first. As someone with a tremendous amount of shooting experience also over the years, is there a particular pistol you recommend, and I know that's a loaded question, I know it is. Let me ask it this way. Is there a type of pistol that you don't recommend the novice shooter have to take to a class?
Yeah, I would say today's modern semi-autos are de rigueur. I would not bring a revolver to a class unless you really knew how to run that gun. I think you're safe sticking with Glocks, XDs, Smith & Wessons, any of the modern polymer striker-fired guns. For the true pistoliers who like the 1911s, absolutely bring one of those. But I think, and then Bob will probably confirm, most of the guys showing up for his class are shooting striker-fired, right?
That's what's, yeah. Bob, is that true?
Yep.
Is there a reason for that?
They run.
Yeah, what I always say to all my students, especially for me shooting whatever I shoot, if it works and it's reliable, I'm all about it.
That's the key word. I knew you were going to say that, and I knew that was going to come out. But that's the reliability factor.
After that, what it comes down to, when you grab a, especially for pistol, if it feels right in your hand and it works and it's reliable, it's going to be a good gun for you.
It's interesting. I like to say, when it comes to reliability, I like to use this. That with today's modern striker-fired polymer frame pistols. Let's go to like the Glock 17, which is my favorite, all-time favorite carry gun. I love it. I have a Gen 4. I just love it. It's like an old, worn-out pair of jeans for me. I'm very comfortable with that firearm. I carry it comfortably and concealed anywhere I go, no matter what I'm wearing, because I know how to conceal and carry that firearm over the years. But I love that gun. I've trained with it in every class I've ever taken. I've never deviated. Now, I've got a new P320 SIG. I love that thing, too, but I haven't trained professionally with that one yet. But I would like to get it on the range to try. But guess what? My Glock 17 is going to be with me in case I don't like the P320 because I go right back to put on that comfortable pair of jeans. That's a long-winded way of saying that those are guns that are reliable right out of the box. I mean, you can pick up an M&P 9mm full-size or a compact or a Glock 43 or a Glock 17 or a 23 or 19. And on your way home from the gun shop, and you get into some type of altercation, you can load that weapon and know it's going to fire right out of the box. Isn't that true for the most part?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So those are the types of guns you want to take with you. We're not telling you what to have. We're just telling you you want something that's reliable, and the modern striker fire polymer frame pistols today of today are. Lee, did you want to add anything onto that before we move on?
Yeah, I just think one of the revelations I had is the, you know, it's not the, especially with Bob, because he can pretty much take anything and make it run. It's just a tool. As long, it's like a pair of shoes. Nobody's going to tell you what kind of shoes to buy. As long as it's made by a reputable manufacturer and it's in at least 9mm, you're not going to go wrong. And you don't have any crazy sights on it that can accidentally run out of batteries or shut off or whatever.
All right, Bob, I want to give you a real-life example here. This is fun stuff to talk about. You know, we had a guy, I'm not going to name pistol names. I won't name the course name, but it was a basic beginning pistol class being held down in Florida with a famed self-defense instructor. And this kid had never fired a pistol. This was his first gun, and he's taking some of the best pistol training you can buy. 1,500 rounds, a couple $1,000, you know, traveling several hundred miles to get where he's going. I mean, he went in all full bore. It was awesome. But the gun he had and the holster that he had was a snap holster, retention snap leather retention holster. And when you're when you're dropping 1,500 rounds downrange, the whole class was forced to wait because the instructor said antiquated equipment requires antiquated techniques. We're going to wait for you. By the end of that first day, he had gotten rid, I will say, it was an H&K with all the bells and whistles. Not the gun for the novice to come into a class with to have to learn how to run a system. He came back with a Glock 19, and guess what? Had the best 2 days of his life with that Kydex outside the waistband holster than he could have ever had with that really cool H&K and all the other equipment. True, right? Isn't that good advice?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, the pistol course, I'm going to read just a little bit about this, and we'll move on to something else. This pistol course is designed to increase the skill level of the novice shooter or get back to the basics for the experienced shooters that need a once-in-a-year checkup on the must-haves of pistol shooting. With the last minute in this segment, Bob, what are the must-haves of pistol shooting?
So it's just, I guess, my spin on the fundamentals. So everyone knows when I say must-haves, I mean, it's basically the fundamentals. I do have maybe a little bit different variation of what most people teach on the fundamentals, but it is stance, grip, sight alignment, sight picture, trigger pull, and the recap, which most people call the follow-through.
You just touched on everything that every shooter needs to, I'm going to say re-up, okay, because pistol shooting is a perishable skill. It's not like getting on that bike and riding it the second time. If you're not shooting on a fairly regular basis, we tend to have to brush up on these skills. By doing so, we waste a little time. Would you prefer I take your class? I've got 20 seconds for your answer. Would you prefer I brush up on my skills if it's been a couple months since I've shot before I take your class, or would you prefer me to go out there blind? Which one?
Come out blind. Let me show you, you know, it doesn't matter if it's basic or advanced. I always start with the basic stuff.
With the basic fundamentals, you've got to have the grip, the stance, the sight alignment, and trigger. You've got to know.
It's
okay, we're getting ready. Bob, hold that thought, please. We're taking a break right now. We're going to pick right up from that. Coming out blind to one of those courses with Bob Keller, Gamut Resolutions, and Lee the Gun Writer Williams, Sarasota Herald Tribune.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, we are continuing the conversation. We're talking some training with you. We're talking right now with Bob Keller. He's the founder of Gamut Resolutions, and also with my regular contributor, Lee, the gun writer, Williams, down in Sarasota, and they are both on the gun writer hotline. I love that. Lee, welcome back to the program, my friend.
I mean, that was the best training I've had. Best training I've had.
Yeah, and you went through this. It's important to listeners. I want you to understand that Lee went through this training. Let's go through some of this with Bob. Welcome back to the show, my friend. Let me kind of wrap up this basic training here, because the course objective, I think, is important. The student will achieve or get back to a high level of confidence in the safe handling and operation of their pistol, with a substantial improvement in accuracy and speed of target engagement. Bob, is target engagement and acquisition the same thing?
Yes.
What do we do for speed of engagement or acquisition? What do you mean by that? Can you explain that?
You're talking about just speed on getting the gun up?
Yes, is that what you're referring to when you say substantial improving accuracy and speed of target engagement? Are you talking about bringing the pistol into play quickly?
Yes, so I mean that's the end state. That is if you have a bad situation going on in front of you. I mean it's whoever gets the gun up and gets the shot on target accurately that wins. So that is what ultimately I do want in any course you come to. I want you to become more accurate and a faster shooter. But like I said before, I would rather you get done with one of my classes
and leave being a smarter, safer, and more confident shooter. Because that is ultimately going to make you a faster and more accurate shooter.
Is there any truth? I used to love the old, I still do, love the old Wyatt Earp, hurry up and slow down. When he was asked years ago about why he was so accurate with the gun over the years and was so successful, and he used to say that he was really good at he was able to hurry up and slow down.
Yeah,
is there truth to that?
Yes, very, very much so. And it is not an easy thing to do. It's like just the draw stroke itself, getting to the gun fast, having your mind switch on to slowing down for the grip, to then, in that split second, going back to being as fast as you can to get on target, and then to switch on to slowing it down for the actual shot. So it's fast leading up to the shot and then slow for the shot. And that's hard to do in your mind when you're doing it in less than a second.
Yeah, and under the circumstances that are stressful enough, forcing you to have to pull a firearm in the first place. So let's add that whole adrenaline rush into the mix. Very difficult. Lee, do you want to comment on that? I've always found that a fascinating statement. I believe it was Wyatt Earp that said that. At least he was credited with it, I think. But that, I've always found that fascinating. And to have to focus on that under incredible stress of may or soon to be a life and could be, you know, obviously a life and death decision. Go ahead.
What gets me is the stuff that I unlearned from Bob. Like, I've been taught over the years a three-step draw, a five-step draw, and I'm pretty aware there's some yahoos out there teaching a seven-step draw. That was the first thing gone. It's with Bob, it's get the pistol out and get it up. Don't pause in front of your chest to let your hands meet. Just get it up and then get on the sights and then slow down and fire the pistol. It was refreshing. All of these drills that he's teaching, the stuff that he's not teaching, the junk that he's thrown out the window, what he's not saying is a lot of this stuff that he's teaching is what he used overseas, what really works. A lot of the pre-9/11 stuff, I know you've been through this stuff too, Mark,
right.
Is later proven, at least Bob learned, overseas. It just doesn't work. There's a lot of junk out there. He's solely focused, and everything that he teaches, and this is what drew us to him, is based on what works in an actual gunfight, not what someone thinks may work. There's no theory involved. It's all realistic. This is what works. This is what you need to know. The rest of it is just kind of window dressing that you don't need.
From people who have been involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
People who have been downrange a lot.
Bob, let me ask you this. I played audio of a video yesterday, and it was essentially, you know, a gunfight never goes down in real life the way you train for it. With, as we were just talking about right here, these are very dynamic, very fluid situations. And what the listener was unable to see, I hopefully painted that theater of the mind picture, but it was a high resolution, very clear video of a bank robber running through the double doors with his satchel bag and his gun out. The guard behind, kind of catty corner behind, or kitty corner, depending on what part of the country you're from, behind the counter, who all of a sudden brought his gun into play immediately and began firing. So obviously strong hand, right hand, while trying to seek cover with the gun over cover. He was able to hit the criminal, the robber, three or four times. The robber was able to recover his gun and attempt to return fire as he was continuing to be shot at and hit before making it out the doors before collapsing. So when that happens, what that shows us is the dynamic, fluidity of one of these life-and-death situations. So you teach that, right?
Yes. Yeah, and to be in that mindset or for it to just happen, I mean, that just comes down to getting to the range and practicing enough to where it's just muscle memory. So when a bad situation happens, you're not thinking of what I need to do with my weapon. That just happens so you can pay attention to the situation going on in front of you.
So you're not going to jump out from behind that counter and say, okay, let me bring this into play in my five-step draw, get into my weaver stance, right? You're going to have to react instantly, and that's all going to be the muscle memory. It's going to be the confidence to do what you've been taught by somebody like you.
It just has to happen. Yep.
Say that one more time. That's important.
Yeah, it just has to happen because
I like that.
Yeah, muscle memory can be the greatest thing ever, and it can also bite you in the ass.
Yeah, I like that. It just has to happen. That's a great bumper.
All the wrong stuff in a stressful situation, muscle memory is going to take over. So when you're training on the range, you always have to do everything right. Get that muscle memory or that train response to be the right thing. So when that bad situation happens, that just takes over and it just happens. So then you can focus all your attention on the situation that's going on in front of you.
How many rounds will a novice shooter coming to that first class, the essentials of pistol shooting, expect to go through in a two-day period?
So usually for the basic, it's 800 rounds of pistol and around 1,000 rounds of rifle ammunition.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, let's move down to the – then, you've got, of course, you've got the operator pistol course. That's 2 days. Tell listeners, what is a carbine? What does that mean? I mean, I see that everywhere. What the heck is a carbine?
I probably shouldn't put – it's just – you can show up with basically any rifle to any of my classes. It doesn't have to be a carbine. Yeah, I don't
– But your definition of that.
Yeah.
but your definition for somebody who would ask you, introduction to tactical carbine and pistol, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, the easiest thing, just think of it as an M4.
So you're talking about an AR-15, right? You're talking about an M4-based AR-15, or can you show up with the AK?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you're talking about the basic modern sport rifle, right? That's what I want people to understand, that we're not talking about crazy tactical. You're not talking about, you know, teaching people how to fire an M60. You're talking about what they have already at home, correct?
Correct.
Lee, you took it. Your thoughts?
It's minimalism. Guys at Bob's level, they're not a word I've used, gear whores. It's all about, you know, everything's sparse. You got a holster, maybe one magazine for the carbine. You know, I was reloading out of my pocket because, you know, I'm training for something bad happening at my house, and I'm not running around with my plate carrier on and four magazines in it. So I'm reloading carbines out of my pocket. Just got a very Kydex outside-the-waistband holster for my handgun. Not a lot of emphasis on gear. It's not gear that's going to save you. It's being able to get your sights on target and pull the trigger. And, man,
right, perfect timing. That's the key right there. That's the key right there. That's why I like the essentials of pistol shooting. I think everybody needs to re-up on those classes. I don't care how advanced you are. You can never go wrong re-upping on the basics of pistol shooting. We'll be back with Bob Keller and with Lee Williams right after this. They're on the Gun Writer Hotline. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, we are getting ready. This is the last segment of today's broadcast, unfortunately, but that's okay because guess what? Coming up this weekend on the Monster broadcast, we've got a great one lined up for you. Schedule is fluid right now, but let's just say I've got someone close to Trump coming on who's going to be able to tell us some really, really cool stuff. I have a photograph of him with Trump in the Oval Office, so that's... But I want to leave that out until I have everything cemented, but it looks about 99.9% sure. So check out the Twitter feed at AARMark at some point over the weekend for that. It's going to be a good program. Looking forward to having Alan Gottlieb back on. You know, the Supreme Court looked yesterday at taking some cases. We're going to be discussing that on Sunday, whether or not anything has happened. Is the Peruta case going to be taken? All this kind of stuff. It's going to be fun. A.W.R. Hawkins, my guy, you know, that crazy alt-right site, Breitbart News. You know A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning pro-gun rights journalist. He'll be here with us. And I've got Andrew Brank of the Law of Self-Defense. He's phenomenal. He's going to take the entire third hour with me. So hold on to your seat. Put your seatbelt on this weekend. Sunday's Armed American Radio Monster broadcast, heard in hundreds of cities on nearing 200 stations, is going to, once we leave the gate, the train's rolling, it's going to be a fun one. Today's Gun A Day giveaway, usccaonair.com. Or usccaonair.com. Either one works. Takes you to the same place. The giveaway today is a Kimber 1911 Tactical Ultra. The MSRP is $1,317. All you dopey liberal socialists who don't know what an MSRP is because you don't study that in business classes, because you're taking your little goofy arts things, that means manufacturer suggested retail price. That's the amount of money you're going to get the check for to go out and buy the gun. But you snowflakes, I don't know what you buy if you win it. Anyway, that's the Gun A Day giveaway, usccaonair.com. You also, even if you don't win the gun of the day, you have three chances, one of three chances to win a Ultimate Home Defense Arsenal. Shotgun, spotlights, safe, tons of ammo. Each one of those three grand prizes is valued at over $10,000, nearing $11,000. So all you have to do is head over to usccaonair.com, activate a USCCA. What is it called, right? The self-defense insurance, the shield. You got to have it. I'm getting some great emails. If you have it, you heard it on this program, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I will be reading some of them on an upcoming broadcast on the air from those of you who decided to purchase it and the peace of mind that you have with you. In addition to peace of mind from the insurance, peace of mind with training. I'm talking with Lee Williams, the gun writer in Sarasota. Lee, welcome back to the show, brother. Had to get the business out of the way. It puts us on the air, brother.
Understood, man. And you got great sponsors.
Yeah, we do. And who are we talking to? Reintro him, bring him in, and I'm just going to sit back and listen to you cats talk about the course you took.
We are here with Bob Keller, founder and CEO of Gamut Resolutions, my favorite training firm now, located up in Tampa. I think the one thing that I need to mention, and I'm sure Bob will join in, is I've spent so much time learning how to stand in a stance that the instructor thought I needed to use to shoot. And Bob doesn't teach like that. You know, what do you teach, Bob, instead of me trying to mimic your stuff?
Yeah, so I almost took stance out of the must-haves because of that reason. I feel like if there's instructors out there telling you it's my way or the highway, they're doing no good because everyone's body is different. Not only that, in a situation, you're never going to land in that perfect shooting stance that you're used to on the range. So, yes, you should have a stance. I mean, it is a must-have, but you can't get married to it. Because in any situation, it's always going to change.
Tell me about what people need to know about engaging multiple targets. We were talking about that earlier. There's a lot of dogma out there. If there's three bad guys, what you're supposed to do. But you don't agree with that either.
Yeah, so that's going into the, I guess, what they call the rhythm drill on multiple targets. And it is the worst for shooting multiple shots, multiple targets. That is something you do not want to have muscle memory on.
That's the bang-bang, switch targets, bang-bang, switch targets, bang-bang.
Yeah, what so we getting don't. Into a rhythm of shooting. Yeah, so it, just like you said, it's going to be bang-bang, bang-bang, bang-bang. Well, in a real situation, it might be five shots on your what you deem to be the most or the worst threat. That could be five shots to alleviate that. And then it might be one shot for the next one. And then it might be three shots in the next one. There is no rhythm to shooting multiple targets.
Okay, let me jump in here for just a second. You know, my mind goes back to the Broken Arrow Oklahoma AR-15 defense of the home against the three intruders. Now, I don't know how he engaged those targets, but what you're talking about goes right back to the fluidity and the dynamics in play of that critical incident, correct? I mean, this is going to go down as it goes down. The confidence level with the weapon is, I'm taking this away from you, is key above and beyond anything at this stage of the game. You've got to know that weapon, regardless of what it is you have in your hand. You'd better know it in order to take that decisive action in a dynamic incident, right?
Well, yes. You definitely need to know your weapon. But for what we're talking about, if you've ever done the multiple target drill, which is taught a lot.
And I have, yes.
Say, you know, do the rhythm, like get into that rhythm where it's either two shots, bang, 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 bang,
right.
bang, or three shots, but it's all in keeping that rhythm, which is an absolute wrong thing to teach and terrible muscle memory because there is no rhythm to it. You pick what your immediate threat is, you take care of that, and then move on to the next target.
Yeah, and from what I'm taking away from that, Lee, and as you know, in a fluid environment, doing differently or could get you killed.
Yeah, you're going to put two rounds into your first target and then move on, and maybe you just put those first two rounds into the guy's body armor and he's still a threat.
Yeah, that goes down to when it's a stressful situation, muscle memory is going to take over. So if you're used to just going boom, 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 that's what you're going to do.
I got to quickly mention the ready-up drill, Mark, because that thing, I'm a firm believer in it now.
What is it? Tell us about it.
I'll let Bob, because he's the one that mastered it and came up with it.
Well, I wouldn't say I came up with it, and there's really not much to talk about. I mean, it is, all the ready-up drill is you bringing the gun up, getting sight picture, and pulling the trigger.
And we're doing that instead of clanging man-sized silhouette steel at 25 yards. We're shooting 3-inch bulls, Mark. At first, trust me, it's humbling.
Okay, at what distance?
15 yards with a carbine and 7 with a pistol.
Okay, are those, you know, Bob, let me ask you this. We've got just about, looks like we're getting ready to cut out of here in about 30 or 40 seconds, so I'm going to have to ask you this quickly. You're training at 7 yards for defensive pistol, correct? And that seems to be pretty standard with most of the trainers that I've taken 7 yards. Is there a reason for that?
For me, no. I mean, it's not. That is definitely not my standard. I mean, I will go 5 yards, 7, 10, okay, all the way out to 15 for pistol. There isn't one set distance for rifle or pistol.
That's just what we're doing out at the range.
Yeah, that was just one drill.
What's the farthest you'll go out with pistol in one of your formal classes?
25,
okay. And with the carbine?
So carbine, my world lives within 100 yards and in.
I love that, my world. Lee, I love that. I know what that means. I get that.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's very cool, okay? At 100 yards in between. So, okay, I'm just being told we're going to have to cut out of here right in about 20 seconds. So I want, again, Bob Keller, please tell us the site where people can go. Now, you're in the Tampa area. Love it. It's my hometown. I miss it every single day of the week. Where can people find you online, my friend?
Yep, so just go to gamutresolutions.com.
Gamutresolutions.com. I'm on it right now just to spell it for you. G-A-M-U-T. Resolutions. R-E-S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S.com. Gamutresolutions.com. And Lee, where can everybody find you? You got 5 seconds.
Gunwriter.com, brother.
As simple as that. Appreciate it very much. Bob Keller, Lee Williams, thank you very much. You guys have a great weekend. We're going to see you on the radio. And remember, never leave your cave without your club. It's real simple. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you on the Monster Broadcast on Sunday.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of